So with the advection, deep shear, and cell propagation all working together in such an extreme environment, it created basically the perfect situation for wind damage, which is exactly what happened on the afternoon of June 29, 2012, with thousands of reports of wind damage across the Ohio Valley and into the mid-Atlantic region. Forward storm motion in this case is 50 to 60 knots, and so that advection is moving the storm forward and it's propagating forward, and all of that momentum is moving forward. The Fort Wayne Airport in this case, about the time this image was taken, recorded a 91 mile per hour wind gust as the system moved through.